Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Well, just 2 days ago, New Year's Day, there was a bomb attack in New Orleans, Louisiana, killed 14 people and wounded more. And some of the wounded may yet succumb to their injuries. The person who is the suspect is Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's a 42-year-old American. And as you may deduce from his name, he's Muslim, which is not to say that most Muslims are even indirectly responsible for this. But unfortunately, it's likely to lead to a spike in Islamophobia, because for a lot of bigots, if one person from a particular community commits a crime, then they're all guilty. And if they're all guilty, they're already suspects. I'm white, you might have noticed. If a white commits a crime, that doesn't make me even indirectly guilty. It should make me a suspect. If a male, if a whatever, an Irishman, a Briton. But some people think like that, sadly. Anyway, so driving a truck into that crowd in New Orleans and opening fire, the police shot him dead. Sorry, so the improvised explosives devices were found close by, although I'm not sure that they went off, actually. So maybe I shouldn't have said jump footage. So he appears to have done this on yesterday to try and kill a lot of revelers. So the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that's the United States domestic intelligence, is like counterintelligence, but also counterterrorism and so forth, dealing with crimes across state lines, because a lot of crime is state specific, and to be dealt with, the state authorities, the federal authorities, stay out of it. But for example, when say children are kidnapped and taken from one state to the next, then which state deals with it? Well, the FBI step in. So the FBI, they receive hundreds of tip-offs a day at least, and they can't follow them all up. Some of them just nonsense, or some of them just, you know, the sort of excitable fantasist who sees a spy on every street corner. So Jabbar, he rented a truck in Texas 2 days earlier. So presumably that's when he planned the attack. Now, he's said on the social media shortly before the attack that he admired Islamic State. Remember, Daesh, as it's known, or the Islamic State in Syria and al-Shams, which was fighting in Syria and Iraq against the Assad regime. And obviously, the Assad regime has fallen. Many more investigations yet to be carried out. So obviously, a terrible tragedy for people fighting there. They will never, ever recover from it. So Mr. Jabbar, he was born in the United States. He volunteered for the U.S. military. He served in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan for almost a year. He went to Georgia State University. He was doing well in real estate. So there he was, living the American dream. So perhaps surprising that at this age, he should suddenly turn against his own country. Now, what are his grievances? Well, obviously, the Islamic State in Iraq and al-Shams, they want to set up a caliphate in those countries and across the whole Islamic world. They wanted to annihilate Israel and so forth. There's a Sunni group that's viciously anti-Shia. Obviously, they're against all those who are not Sunni Muslims, like what the Christians or the Yazidis and the Druze, to convert to Shia Islam. So that's them. And they often think the Saudi Arabian government, although there's some allegedly somewhat supported by some of them, are too mild or too cowardly, all the rest of it, that many Gulf Arab countries are dens of vice. There's too much iniquity, inviting the infidels in there, allowing their fornication whatever, immoral language, alcohol to go on there. So want to people to be obliged to pray five times a day and to only eat halal food, and women to wear a veil in public and all the rest of it. So that is Mr. Jabbar. So all the grievances against the United States, I suppose, go on. But this terrorist attack doesn't mean the United States should change its policies. It should change its policies for other reasons. Now, the United States is a country of 330 million, and very, very few people get killed in the United States in terrorist attacks each year. And this is a terrorist attack by an American, not by a foreign citizen. Now, I know there's some white supremacists who won't accept non-whites as Americans, no matter how long they've been there. He served in the U.S. military, and many of these white supremacists did not. I'll say that, oh, you have to be a Christian, that Muslims can't be Americans or not real Americans. So sadly, it'll probably lead to a spate of spite against already beleaguered Muslim communities in the United States. So is it believed he's a lone wolf? We'll see later. I mean, intelligence agencies find it very difficult to deal with those who act alone, because there's no internet chatter. There's nothing to pick up the plot contacting co-conspirators and asking his confederates for whatever logistical support, advice, so they can't see this one coming. How do you guard against it? You can't be secure everywhere and all the time. But there is so much airtime on terrorism in the United States, so much political focus, the legislation, the money, which kills an infinitesimally small number of people. I hope that doesn't seem callous, but you know, 330 million Americans, and obviously millions of them would die of cancer each year, millions of them die of heart attacks or heart disease and so forth, other things, is that 30,000 of them shot dead every single year. And in terms of being killed, the great, great majority of them are killed by other Americans, not by foreigners. And Mr. Jabbar was an American. And so much domestic and foreign policies on that, which obviously diverts attention from bread and butter issues. And why not have publicly funded healthcare or have a minimum wage, or things that are actually going to improve people's lives? Now, fear is a very potent emotion. It taps into our survival instinct. And so demagogues can play on that and hugely inflate the threat to people, when obviously a far greater threat to people is not having adequate medical cover, or indeed even being shot dead. But no, they won't legislate on that one. They won't see that as a terrorist issue, guns getting into the wrong hands, keep them out of the hands of the mentally ill or criminals or things like that, or minors. And that's what's really going to keep people safer. And no legislation can prevent every single crime. No piece of legislation gets 100% compliance. So violence, like most problems, it can't be solved totally, but it can be enormously reduced, and try and look at those problem-solving policies. But sadly, most people are completely irrational on this one. People are swayed by their emotions. They're far more emotional than they are rational. So logical explanations, they're lengthy, seem convoluted, they're too difficult to follow. So simplistic slogans, that's what wins elections, sadly. And most people are just too cognitively limited to be able to perceive the complexity of the problem and realize that there aren't these easy solutions. But just labeling whole group suspects is bad. It's not an existential threat to a country of 33 million people that's armed to the teeth that this guy drives his truck into people. Horrific though it is. Obviously, I feel so terribly sorry for the people who are killed, for their families, for the survivors, and so on. And some of those who are wounded, they might be injured for life. They could be paralyzed and so on. So it's not a good start to the year for 2025. Donald Trump will probably try and exploit this for the maximum partisan gain. Other Republicans trying to capitalize it for electoral advantage. Oh, say weak Democrats, they don't do enough on national security. We've got to spend more money on this, have more laws on this. We've got to take away people's civil liberty because it's too dangerous to have freedom. We mustn't have fair trials. We mustn't have freedom from espionage because it's too dangerous. Well, what's really dangerous is totalitarians like that taking away our freedom. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.